Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at some of the news. Great news coming up. There's a wind advisory and a freeze watch this weekend from 11 a.m. on Saturday to 8 a.m. on Sunday. Be careful of 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts and low temperatures all weekend long. Be sure to keep warm and bundle up. And the October Eastern Sierra Fly Fishing Report from Golden Trout Guiding Company is out. Go ahead and go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the full report. But be sure to check out, they have a fall fly fishing clinic. They have a fall fly fishing clinic on December 4th and 5th. There's a few spots left. Go ahead and check that out.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative. Well, probably hyper creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm gonna do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up and the people there are gonna help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
And Mammoth Voice's video link for the interview with the town council candidates Amanda Rice, Cleland Hoff, and Seth Guthrie can be viewed on the link on easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. And Bishop Union versus California City Cross Country results. Bishop wins. The race took place Wednesday, October 19th at the Tungsten Hills 5K course. Lowest team total score wins in cross country, and the boys varsity team took the W.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
And the latest fall color report is out. Go to Eastern Sierra Now to read the full report. But it looks like with that storm coming up this weekend, there's a chance we could lose quite a bit of the fall colors. Also, looks like there's a possibility of a 1 to 2 inch snowdrop in the Sierra Pass. So definitely, if you can, get out Friday night, get a few pictures. But their silver lining is, favorite time to take pictures is right after a good storm. And the Bishop Chamber of Commerce would like to remind everyone that there are some great events coming up. Like October 22nd from 5:30 to 8 at the Tri-County Fairgrounds, there's the Festival of Frights, scares for all ages. There's going to be a bounce house, food vendors, a pumpkin patch, scare zone, and trick or treats. Pumpkin carving contest starts at 3:30 p.m. for all ages. Buy a pumpkin from our pumpkin patch, it says. Also, October 22nd, from 7 to 9 p.m., $10 per person will be the Haunted Swamp, located at the Bishop Union High Future Farmers of America Farm. And don't forget, on Saturday the 22nd at 12 p.m., will be the Manzanar Fishing Club. Attend a brief presentation from director Corey Shiyazaki in the West Theater. At 1 p.m., join Corey and special guest Michael Nakamura, second unit director of photography, and Dylan Wakasa for a guided drive and walking tour to key sites in Manzanar's fishing history. Meet in the visitor center lobby. Bring water and wear sturdy shoes, a hat, sunglasses, and sunscreen. For more great events like this, go ahead and check out bishopvisitor.com. And that looks like that's all I've got today. Thank you for joining me, though. And as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.